The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
Kia ora e te whanau e hui hui mai nei e tēnei rā, ko Hazel tōku ingoa. Welcome back to The Jam. So this is a youth show where we talk about youth events, play cool music. Sometimes I have some friends on and we play some games and other such stuff. And on this show, we're going to be talking a bit about the Youth Habitat and what they do and what they're offering these holidays. It's kind of a youth space that people can go to. And I'll let you know more information at the time. And then also I'm going to be talking about a few other stuff and maybe a bit of a game. So let's get into the first song, which is Rescue by The Movement. Enjoy. That song was Rescue by The Movement. So if you didn't know, which you probably will, Taylor Swift just released a new album called Midnights. She also has some more like deluxe versions, I'm pretty sure. But I love Taylor Swift. I think I'm going to try to see her next year because I'm pretty sure she's coming to New Zealand, which is super awesome. But this is third on her popular chart at the moment, the song Midnight Rain. You should definitely check it out if you haven't heard. I bet you've heard it all over the radio, but I love it. So let's just listen right in. So enjoy.
He wanted it comfortable, I wanted the pain. He wanted a bread, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Fences, pageant queens and pretenders, but for some it was paradise. My boy was a montage, a slow motion love potion, jumping off things in the ocean. It broke his heart cause he was nice. He was sunshine, I was midnight.
He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
It came like a postcard, picture perfect, shiny family, holiday, peppermint candy. But for him it's every day. So I peered through a window, a deep portal, time travel, all the love we unravel, and the life I gave away. Sunshine, I was midnight pain. He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Sometimes we all get just what we wanted, just what we wanted. And he never thinks of me, said when I'm on TV. I guess sometimes we all get some kind of haunted, some kind of haunted.
That song was Midnight Rain by Taylor Swift, her new album Midnights. Check it out on Spotify and whatnot. The next song I will be playing is Eventually by Tame Impala. Check it out.
Eventually, said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
That was Eventually by Tame Impala. The time is currently 5:14 on the 30th of November. Recently, me and my family actually went up north to Auckland to see Dua Lipa in the flesh, play her future with her future nostalgia tour. It was so awesome. She is such an amazing performer. And honestly, like, I did like her beforehand. We mostly went because of my dad. He's a real big fan. But she was absolutely amazing. And now I'm literally obsessed with her music. I was before, but now even more. So I thought I'd share that with you guys. Here is the song Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa. Enjoy this one. Have a listen. Future.
You want a timeless song. I want to change the game. Like modern architecture. John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat. Cause Jeff been doing the damn thing. You wanna turn it up loud. Future nostalgia is the name.
I know you're done trying to figure me out. My name's on the tip of your tongue. Keep running your mouth. You want the recipe but can't handle myself. My sound. No matter what you do, I'm gonna get it without you. I know you ain't used to a female house.
In a glass house, you keep on talking that talk. One day you gonna blast out. You can't be bitter if I'm out here showing my face. You want what now looks like? Let me give you a taste.
I know you're dying trying to figure me out.
No matter what you do, I'm gonna get it without you. I know you.
his pants. I know you're dying trying to figure me out. My name's on the tip of your tongue, keep running your mouth. You want the recipe but can't handle my sound.
That was Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa. Up next we have The Colour Violet by Tory Lanez. I hope you guys enjoy this one. This is a shout out to Riley, he really likes this song. That was The Colour Violet by Tory Lanez. So if you didn't know, there is a new organisation lobbying for letting 16 and 17 year olds vote called the Make It 16. You can check it out on Instagram and other platforms where they talk a lot about it, but I just wanted to quickly chat about it on here because it's quite relevant, because obviously my show is a youth show. And recently the Supreme Court declared it was actually unjustified discrimination, and now it's been turned into a bill in Parliament to let 16 and 17 year olds vote. And if 75% of government for the general election had voted towards that, then that will happen. And also 51% for local elections. And to be honest, in my opinion, as a youth, and I also pay taxes because I have a job, I feel like I should definitely have a say, and other 16 and 17 year olds should definitely have a say, because I know a lot of my friends who have jobs, and it's also the youth's future, so I feel like that's something really important. And on my next shows, I'll be talking a bit about it and be interviewing other youth and seeing their thoughts and whatnot on it. So yeah, stay tuned for that. But make sure to check out the Make It 16 organisation and whatnot on different platforms if you want to know more about that, if you haven't heard already. This next song was I Was Never There by The Weeknd, so enjoy this one. That song was I Was Never There by The Weeknd. I'm Hazel's sister, hopping on here to introduce the new one, Escapism by Ray. Enjoy.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on them. All of my diamonds are dripping on them. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want it. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken. Heel 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxis. Drunk calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Lash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night.
Doctor, anything please.
Doctor, have mercy on me. Take this pain away.
Yes, give me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel.
Talk this, how I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. Not 24 hours since my ex did dead.
I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty.
Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a know me, so you might as well stick it. Just a heartbroken, high heel 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxis. Drunk calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Lash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way.
Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night.
Doctor,
anything please.
Doctor,
have mercy on me. Take this pain away.
Yes, give me my symptoms, doctor.
You said what it feel like I felt last night. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night.
Yeah, peace with the things you can't change.
Last
I was naked when I leave and I was naked when I came.
Out of reach, out of touch, too numb, I don't feel no way. So stuck, so what? She's far, but it come both ways. So, you're one, bitch, you never escape. Sunset in the
lake. Give me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel.
Much like Montanon, I don't know where the f*** I am. Who's driving the f***ing car, speeding down the highway, sipping. Mix the f***s with the liquor cup, please spin. I left everyone I love on red. Spilling secrets to a stranger in my bed. I remember nothing, so there's nothing to regret. Other than this 4-4 kick drum pounded in my head.
That was Escapism by Ray. So up next, we have the song... Let's see, what should we do? I just wanted to congratulate everyone who has finished all their exams. I know that it's been a really stressful year, especially with COVID and whatnot, but it's so good to finally be done. I'm really grateful as well. But up next, we have Skin by Spacey Jan. Love this song. Take a listen. That was Skin by Spacey Jane. Up next we have Last Christmas by Wham! Exclamation mark. Love this. This isn't like the Christmas vibe because Christmas is coming up. Get excited for Christmas. So, enjoy. That song was Last Christmas by Wham. Up next we have These Girls by Sticky Fingers. The time is 5:39 and this is The Jam.
When I'm lying alone, I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you, babe. You, babe, even when she smiles, I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you, babe. I'll be thinking about you, babe. Even when I look discreetly down into her eyes, and though I'm thinking about that time I spent between your thighs, even then I wandered deeply through your glances. This girl will never care. When I'm lying in her arms, I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you, babe. I'll be thinking about you, babe. And even when she cries, I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you. Thinking about you, 'cause I'm thinking about you.
That was These Girls by Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers is headlining Bay Dreams next year in January, so go check them out if you're interested. I'm sure there'll be tickets up there. I really would love to go. I went to Sound Splash this year in January, I'm pretty sure it was, and it was a lot of fun, so I'm pretty sure it'll be similar to that. So make sure to check that out if you're interested. Next up, we have Please Don't Go by 660. Enjoy this one.
Look both ways before I let you cross my mind. Didn't see it coming, cause I've never seen your kind. 0 to 100 ain't too fast, but you had 1,000 just like that. Yeah, so run that back, cause you so bad. Let's do this one more time. I made the rules until you redefine the game. Tryna keep it cool, but damn, you fire like a flame. Every move I make you match. You know how to light me up like that. Yeah, wish I didn't want it, but I do, so won't you stay? Huh. Please don't go.
That was Please Don't Go by 660. So if you didn't know about the Youth Habitat, I've interviewed the people who run the thing before in my past shows and also chatted about them a little bit. Basically, they are a youth zone for people aged 12 to 24 in the Golden Bay region. They offer free food, fun events, one-to-one coaching, free counselling and just a space to chill out and have a good time. And they are located in just the Golden Bay Work Centre, if you're interested in checking that out. Make sure to check out their Instagram, The Youth Habitat. They have a whole bunch of things going on in December for the holidays, such as Koha Cuts, which is just haircuts for Koha. My friend Gabby's mum actually does that, Jennifer Blackett. She's super, super awesome. There's other things such as the Smoothie Afternoon, Santa Parade, the Youth Council Sausage Sizzle, and other awesome, awesome things. So make sure to check that out. Check out their Instagram page, and yeah, super, super awesome. So up next we have Past Lives by Bourne, so check this out. Enjoy. was Past Lives by Jawn, by Bourne, not Jawn. So I am joined with Gabby, Stella and Amber. Say hey, guys.
Hey.
So we are going to be doing a bit of a trivia game, also for you listeners to join in and have a bit of a guess at some basic trivia questions. So you guys ready?
Absolutely.
Yes. Awesome. So let's get started. So the first question is, what does www stand for in a website browser?
Wait, I thought I knew the answer and I don't know.
You guys know? Anyone?
Website with Wikipedia.
Something Wikipedia.
No, not quite. It's World Wide Web.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
Every day.
It's a bit of a learning curve for all you guys.
Absolutely.
So up next, we have, how long is an Olympic swimming pool in metres?
Oh my God, those questions.
55?
No, almost.
100. Nope, 100.
60. 60.
No.
76.
All right, you've got it wrong. It's 50 meters. Which, to be honest, I'll give you guys an easier one. You know, as we need one. What countries do the cities of Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane belong to?
Australia.
All right.
No way,
that's
so
too easy.
I know.
It's
that's
too
one
easy.
Point together.
This one's an interesting one. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
Hexagon.
Octagon.
Oh. Octagon. Yes.
Is it what?
Is it an octagon? I would have thought it was a hexagon
too,
actually.
Pentagon?
Hexagon,
pentagon?
No, it's an octagon. I just said that.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it, Gabby.
Good job.
Hello.
All right. What punctuation mark ends in an imperative sentence?
So I don't know what imperative means.
Imperative. I don't know. So I also.
Mark?
No. Oh. It's a period or exclamation point.
No way.
What does imperative mean?
I honestly
who
couldn't
knows?
Tell you.
Do you know?
Really
couldn't know.
I'll
save my life.
They were all very confident before we started.
Yeah.
But you know, it's okay.
It's so easy.
Let's see. What would be another one? Let's see if you know your cars. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
The Jaguar.
No. Okay.
Panther?
No. My one more guess, Stella. Yeah. You try.
Horse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 1 point to Stella.
I don't
know
my car. I think.
Yeah. No. Totally. There is a Jaguar car, though, right?
Yeah. I think
all right.
There is.
Do you guys know your geography?
Well,
I think I
maybe.
What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
Pacific Ocean.
Okay, Gabby, come through. Wow. How did you do on your geography exam?
Pretty bad.
Well, that just shows that maybe it's not you, it's the exam.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Stella. I would know this. I actually work at a chocolate shop. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita?
Britain.
No.
England. Oh.
No.
New Zealand?
Think about where...
Belgium.
Poland.
No, not Belgium, but I would have thought
Switzerland.
That because... Yes, yeah, Switzerland. Because my work, they actually, in Choco Loco, check it out, really yummy chocolates. but they actually... ship their chocolates in from Belgium, the stuff that they use, yeah, and it's real yum. Oh, we may know this one. What was the first soft drink in space? Actually,
Coke.
You may not know. Yeah. Wow. All right,
amazing.
Let's see.
Iconic.
Oh. Which country invented ice cream?
I'm going to go with Italy for no good reason.
Yeah. So that would be a good guess
Italy?
Because they do have
Germany.
Real good gelatos.
Yeah.
No.
Was it France?
You're German, so you may know. France? No, it's China.
Really?
Oh, yeah, would have not predicted that one. All right. Oh. what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Hint, it was a Disney movie.
Was it Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Snow White.
Yep, got it. Stella. What TV series showed the first interracial kiss on American network television? Dad loves this show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, Stella's my sister, by the way. Thought I'd put that up there.
He loves this show.
He's also chiming and texting me the answers as well, so he seems to know a lot more than you guys.
I'm not sure.
Star Trek.
Yes, actual. Got it. Yes, actually. I know, right? It's a bit crazy. But I feel like, Oh, do you guys know Golden Girls?
No.
Damn. I would have known this one. All right, let's do a few more before we can get to it. Stella, you might know this one. We used to actually have a T-shirt of this.
Oh, no,
what famous US festival hosted over 3,500 fans in 1969?
Woodstock.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wait, how did you know that?
Because I just... pretty known, I'd say.
All right, let's do one more. When Walt Disney was a child, which character did he play during his school function?
And that's not like a multiple choice. That's like,
okay, I'll give you a few choices. Actually, I probably wouldn't know other than the answer. Just give your best shot. This is a hard one to end.
Question again?
Is it Shakespeare?
No, Peter Pan. I feel like that's kind of a generic one, but who knows? So thank you guys for joining me. I hope you guys also, the listeners, did really well on the trip.
Definitely won, Gabby.
Gabby wants to know who won. All right, well, thank you guys so much for chiming in, and also you guys for playing. Make sure to stay tuned for Lewis's show, Golden Hour, coming up next. Let's listen to All the Things That I've Done by The Killers. Enjoy. Thank you, guys.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.